What's up with Jessup? It's the only way to wake up. We state our views, state facts, and then afterwards we make up. From politics, business, to lifestyle, let's get this. Jessup Jong knows all the facts. He has no missed list. This podcast is your place for breaking news and hot takes. It's the only way to wake up. What's up with Jessup?
Are you having a conversation or are you making an accusation? Today I'm going to be talking about those differences. I'm at the gym right now doing pull-ups, but these kinds of conversations, they really expand and extend to all kinds of things. They are important, and it's a way of conversation that really makes or breaks how the other person thinks about things. So the two models are accusation. Accusation is, you did this wrong, it's because of your fault, and I feel like this because of you. It's all very accusations. And then the next one, the second one, which is obviously the better in most circumstances, especially in individual relationships, but that is having a conversation. So that would be focusing on yourself and the emotions you're feeling. You would say, I'm feeling better, I'm feeling bad because I feel like I cannot control things. That would be a conversation that's more centered on you, your impact, and therefore you can have a conversation, constructive one, starting from there. So that's the difference. But that being said, having accusations is also helpful for other kinds of work. So if you are a lawyer, making accusations is your job. So being able to have that skill set is actually useful, right? In business, trying to be critical is useful. That's pretty much all you do in academic literature. As an academic, you're critiquing other people's work and trying to see where it can be improved. So, you know, at work it can be useful, but in people-to-people conversations, being forming relationships and improving them, you don't want to be having accusations, because then people get defensive. And when people get defensive, there is no constructive conversation that happens. The most important part is that you want to make it so that people are willing to have that conversation, have a conciliatory stance. And I think that's what happens between couples a lot, between you know, husband and wife, between friends. It gets emotional very quick. It escalates quickly when you're accusing someone of something that you're feeling, when it's someone else's fault. Fault finding is important in a court of law, in business, when there are liabilities, there are responsibilities. But in personal relationships, you know, responsibility is important, but the way you present it doesn't necessarily have to be like that. So it's hard, it's easier said than done. It takes years of practice and perfection, but having just the recognition that those two are different, and you're trying to at least, unless you're trying to have conflict, you want to have a conciliatory stance so that you can improve constructively in each other's relationship. In that case, you want to work towards having a conversation. I hope this helps, and I'll see you next time. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next time.